And to the brothers and sisters who are joining us from home this morning, greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray together. We thank you, our Lord, for this opportunity to come together and to fellowship together. We pray that you may be with each one of us, and that you may guide us, and that you may lead us, that you may watch over us. O Lord, we pray that you may take away the fear that is in our hearts. O Lord, we are able to go to other places and do all that we want to do. But sometimes we are filled with fear when we have to come to your house and worship you. Pray that you may guide us and lead us. Pray that you may remove the fear that we have. Pray that by your Holy Spirit, you will guide us and lead us. As we hear your word this morning, we pray that you may cause our hearts to accept your word. And all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We find our scripture reading this morning from Psalm 121. We will be reading from verses 1 to verse 8. And we will focus on verse 2 and 3. Our theme is God, the creator of heaven and earth, watches over us. Let us therefore put our trust in him. God, the creator of heaven and earth, watches over us. Let us therefore put our trust in him. It reads as follows. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Our focus verses, verse 2 and 3. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your food be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Life is full of uncertainties. Last year, this time, we had just made our New Year's resolutions. Little did we know that the pandemic would disrupt our lives and ruin the plans we had for the year. In March, when the president addressed us, some of us most probably thought, only 21 days and everything is back to normal. Some thought, I will do all in my power to be safe. For some, the concern was mainly to be safe from the pandemic and they could stay home and enjoy their investments and riches or work from home, or even get paid without having to work. However, during the time and even now, there are breadwinners who lost their jobs. There are fathers who do not know how to look at their families because they can no longer provide. There are mothers who do not know how to look at their children because they do not know how to provide, or they can no longer provide. There are families who go to bed hungry and still do not know when and from where their next meal will come. Thus, as a nation and as a people, we have a great need for help. We do not know who the author of Psalm 121 is, but we know that God is the primary author. In verses 1 and 2, the author makes use of the first person pronoun, asking and answering the question, the questions asked, or the question asked. In verses 3 to 8, it is as though someone else is speaking, assuring them of the Lord's help. The psalmist does not look up to the hills in hope or with hope that his help will come from the hills. It is almost like when you have to walk somewhere at night, knowing very well that there are dangers outside. You might get robbed, assaulted, and killed. Especially in this world that we live in. This will cause you to fear and to not have the confidence to walk to your destination. The psalmist does not look to the hills for help, but it is fear and worry that direct his eyes to the hills. He does not know what to expect as he walks through or on the hills heading to Jerusalem. These are dangerous hills which inflict fear on the one who travels on them. If we know the parable of the Good Samaritan, the scriptures say he was walking down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves while walking down the hills. These are the hills to which the psalmist looks. As he walks to Jerusalem, to a place of worship, and to give sacrifices to the Lord, he has to pass these dangerous hills where he might be robbed, assaulted, or even worse, get killed. Robbers and thieves most probably lie there in wait for those who are on their way to Jerusalem and rob them of their sacrifices. When they have rainy weather, the hills are slippery. And when it is hot, then on the hills it is very hot. Thus the one on his pilgrimage has reason to fear. The psalmist does not know how he will make it on the hills. As he looks up, his heart is filled with fear. He is on his way to worship, yet his heart is filled with fear. The storms of life, the uncertainties, our problems and our troubles, our tomorrow. I do not know your storms, and neither do you know mine. And they have a tendency to take all our attention and our energy and to instill fear in our hearts. Where do we go for help? From where does our help come as we face tomorrow? My help comes from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. Looking at the hills which bring fear into his heart, the psalmist remembers the word of God and who God is. That though I may fear the hills, however they were created, they did not appear from nowhere. Not only the hills, but also the heavens and the earth. All this was created by the Lord, and the God who made it all he is my helper. He is the one who keeps watch over me. The word keep or watch in other translations appears 5 times in the passage. And it is 6 times if we count where it says, the Lord is your keeper, which is verse 5. In verse 3, the psalmist says, he who keeps you will not slumber. Verse 4, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5. The Lord is your keeper. Verse 7. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. And verse 8. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in. From verse 3 down to verse 8, we are assured of the presence of the Lord at all times and in every circumstance of life. We are assured that He keeps us and He watches over us. Matthew 10 verse 30 says, even our hairs are numbered. There is no point in our lives where the Lord is not watching over us and is not seeing what is happening in our lives. He knows our yesterday, our today, and even what we do not know, our tomorrow. When a security company is hired to guard a certain place or building, at night preferably, the security guards usually check the coast, and if it is safe to sleep, they sleep because they are human and they grow weary. The Lord does not sleep nor slumber. He is not man that he should lie. He is not like the other gods who need to be woken up. Remember Elijah with the prophet of Baal, when he said, perhaps your God is sleeping. This does not mean, however, like the prosperity preachers would put it, that we will have no trouble in this world. It means that whatever we go through and whenever we go through, God is with us. No evil can befall us, and nothing that the Lord does not allow will happen to and with us. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, God saved us that we may be kept in this life and that He may keep us until our glorification when we are with Him in heaven. God is our help. He watches over us and He keeps us. The fear of the psalmist is shut down and he becomes confident in the help of the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. Nothing in the day nor at night shall strike us, for the Lord is with us. Just as our shade never leaves us, the Lord never leaves us. What hills are you facing this morning? Do you feel like giving up? Are you afraid? The word of God says, He is your keeper. You can put your trust in Him. God has also given us the Holy Spirit, who gives us faith and trust in God. Therefore, we do not fear as we face our troubles and our hills. The Spirit of God assures us of our salvation in Jesus Christ and of the Lord's care for us as He watches over us. Let us put our trust in Him, knowing that we do not have the strength to go on our own, and He provides the strength. Our trusted friends and families are not always there, though they might want to be there. Sometimes we call them and they are not available. The Lord is always there. He is always available. The psalmist was on his way to Jerusalem, most probably on his way to worship, yet he was afraid. The Lord assured him of His care. As we face the pandemic, we have so many uncertainties and fears. We do not know where to go. We do not know what to do. We are not even able to meet and pray together. We fear for our lives and for the lives of our loved ones. We can surely look unto the Lord. We can rest on His everlasting love, on His everlasting care and strength to protect. Let us trust Him who has saved us in Jesus Christ. The President will most probably address us again on the 15th. We look at our situation and we see uncertainties. We see a reason to worry. This is our heel. We do not know what to expect. We do not know how many more are going to die as a result of COVID-19. Or hunger. Or child abuse. Or gender-based violence. Though there may be these uncertainties and reason to worry, we can be certain and have assurance of the presence of the Lord who keeps watch over us. And this is our only comfort in life and in death, that we belong to Him and He watches over us. Whether we die or we live, we are the Lord's. While on earth, God watches over us. And when we shall die and leave this earth, He shall still be with us. And there will He glorify us. Amen. We thank You, our Lord and our Heavenly Father, for speaking to our hearts this morning. You know what is in our hearts and You know what is in our mind. Fear, worry, look at the future, so uncertain. And oh Lord, we worry as human when we are uncertain about something. Today You tell us to trust in You. Because though we can be uncertain about our future, but we are certain and we are assured of Your presence and that You keep watch over us. Pray that You guide each and every one of us as we gather here. Guide those who are at home. We pray that You may remove fear that we might have, and that by Your Spirit You will cause us to trust in You and faith in You, knowing that You are always with us. You keep watch over us. As we busy ourselves with all that we busy ourselves, guide us and lead us, O Lord. Cause us to glorify and to honor You. All this we pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.